You're holding the Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Again, we just went through this Braitha that Rabbi Yirmiyah said that Ponim, sometimes she could have between the Seicher and the Shoyel, that both of them have to bring a Korban Chatis, and sometimes both of them a Korban Osham, sometimes one Osham, one Chatis. And the cloud was that whenever you swear false, if you're denying money, then you have to bring an Osham. If you're not denying money, you're only swearing false, a Shvuas Vitui, then you have to bring a Korban Chatis. So I ask the question now, Maikum Ashmalon, like what is Rabbi Yirmiyah letting us hear? These are, Rashi says, Mishnayish Leimus Heim B'Shvuas. Ha Mishnah, Ha Mishana Mechoyva Lechoyva, Mephtur Lephtur, Mephtur Lechoyva, Potsim Yashram, Mehasham Gzelos, Mechoyva Lephtur Chayiv. That there's a Mishnah in Shvuas that says like this. So whenever you swear false, it depends. If you're denying money, you have to bring an Asham Gzelos, and if you're not denying money, you don't have to, you only bring Korban Chatis. So what's the Yom you're letting us hear? There's a Mishnah in Shavuot. So Gemara says, I'll tell you, Liyafuke midu Rabbi Ami. He's telling us a Chiddush that's not like Rabbi Ami, because the Yoma that Rabbi Ami says, Kol Shavua Shahadayonim, Majibi and Oiso, anytime Bezdin makes you swear, Ein Chayovim Oleho Mishum Shavuot Zitoi. You should know, if you swear false, as long as you're not denying any money, you're not holding back any money, you're swearing false doesn't make a difference in the money stand. But just that you're swearing false, a shvuas bitui, you should know you're potter from a korban chatas. Shenem, because the pasuk says, oy nefesh ki shisova levate v'sfasayim. If a person on his own swears false, makes a shvuas bitui, that's when he has to bring a korban chatas. So we dashin ki shisova me'atmo. Only when he swears by himself, then we say he has to bring a korban chatas. But Rav Ami holds when Bezdin makes you swear, even though you swear false in Bezdin, you don't have to bring a Korban Shvuas Vitui. There's no Korban Chatis. That's what Rav Ami holds. So Kamash Malon, Rabbi Yirmiyah, this Bryce over here, lets us hear to look like Rabbi Ami, not like Rabbi Ami. Because here on this Bryce, so we're talking about that the Shomer has to swear to the owner in front of Bezdin. The owner takes the Shomer to Bezdin, and the Bezdin tells the Shomer, we want you to swear, what happened with that shor? What happened with the animal? So even, so if so, the Rav Ami is teaching us that if the Shomer swears false, even though he's not denying any money, still he has to bring a Korban Chatis. That's called the regular Shavuos Bitui. So Rav Yirmiyah's Chiddush is that Rav Yirmiyah does not hold like Rav Ami. Because according to Rav Ami, in such a case, you would be potter from a Korban Shavuah, from a Korban Chatis. Now the Gemara says, Itma, we learned like this. Shomer shemosa l'shomer. One person accepted upon himself to be a shomer, to watch somebody's object, and then he gave it over to a second shomer, without asking the original owner. What's the halacha? So Rav says, Potter.